performance to the leaders of this celebration. We'll begin with a short sermon meditation. Try to get back to sit, turn to sleep, and sit in the basket. But also relax. Don't move around. Just close your eyes. And now this is going to focus on the breathing. We're always thinking, but we usually forget that we're breathing. So, for a few minutes, we just go practice breathing.
Himself, he knows other people, that's why he can do things.
for those people to make those people happy. Do things for ourselves to make them happy. And so we come here not to celebrate the Buddha's birthday anymore. We don't give the Buddha a physical presence, right? But we celebrate the Buddha's birthday because we remind ourselves that we can become like the Buddha too. We can be born like the Buddha too. Being a Buddha means you're nice. Being a Buddha means you're kind. Being a Buddha means you're respectful. Being a Buddha means you care about everyone around you. Your animal friends, human friends, whatever friends you have, your friends in the closet, who knows? But as long as you're nice to other people, you're kind to other people, and you take care of other people, you can become a Buddha too. And so we come here to learn something, to have fun, but we also come here to learn something. And for our friends who are a little bit older, even though you come here and there's many, many little friends, and so we have to keep it simple. But for you, you can also take something and learn something from the Buddhist birthday too. Right? Did you hear that when the Buddha was born, he took 7 steps? Who believes that he took 7 steps? Raise your hand. Not the older people. You guys can keep believing that the Buddha took 7 steps. Just keep believing it. But you know the meaning behind the Buddha taking 7 steps. And later on, perhaps a title will explain to you why we made the Buddha or why the Buddha took 7 steps. You can also learn this too, but it's very important to come here not only to have fun out of it, but you have to take something for yourself. Take something for yourself. When you come to the temple, I know sometimes you might be bored, but me, the monks here, we're always here for you. Please treat this as if it's your second home. Come here so you can have fun, interact with us, and learn with us. We're here for you, all of you, older and younger. You guys are our friends. Okay? So treat the temple as your home. And make sure that when you come to the temple, every single time, I want you to ask at least one question. Okay? Ask your parents, but at least ask one of these monks. One question. Something you're curious to know about Buddhism. Something you're curious to know about Buddha. Okay? So that is my introduction for today. And I hope that either even if we're like an adult, a teenager, or if we're little kids, we can still take something from the Buddhist birthday ceremony today. And use it to make our lives happier and to make other people happier. Thank you. So, dear Tani, dear Martin, dear brothers and sisters, kind of on the same note in the same spirit as what Brother Andy shared, I know that we are. Seeing young friends come here and practice and being mindful and just learning to sit quietly for a couple minutes in silence is very valuable. You may not realize it now, but in the future, especially growing up in society, there's a lot of distractions, a lot of things that we will encounter. We will get angry, we will have a lot of emotions. So, sitting quietly for a couple of minutes is something that we can learn through all. You know, meditation is not just a sitting, but we can practice it everywhere we go. Brother Bhante will share a type of meditation for us to do afterwards. Tai always organized something like this for the youth because I realized that when it's the Buddha's birthday, all the adults come up and they do the ceremony and all the kids are kind of left behind and not sure what to do and not sure why they do it. So that's why we have a ceremony like this for especially for all of you today. We know that we're all the future of Buddhism. We know that once our parents have, we will all pass away eventually. And once as they do, we have to continue Taishas, Buddhism in a way that is that can make sense. It's not just offering any sense of bowing to the Buddha, wishing for something that we, feel great or something like that. So today, hopefully, we can have a deeper understanding of the Buddha's life. And we can take something away from the program this year. Today, Brother Andy made a very beautiful Lumbini garden outside for us. Afterwards, we will come out and bring it to Buddha. And so, right now, I'd like to introduce Tai to share just a few words for us, a few words of encouragement about the practice. Thank you. We will have to do the dynamic meditation first.
Okay, this practice is very easy to do. It's called dynamic meditation. Dynamic meditation. And dynamic means that you're moving. Just like when you do walking meditation, when you walk very slowly, very mindfully, that is also a form of dynamic meditation. You're moving with awareness, with mindfulness. So this one, you move your hands, very, very easy. And it's also good for adults who find it difficult to focus on the in-breath, out-breath, because maybe they're thinking too much and mind is very restless. So this practice I learned in Thailand many years ago. And this practice is originally from the country of Laos. And Laos is just north of Thailand. Okay? Very simple practice.
And you can start with the right hand. Start by turning up the right arm like this. Okay? The right arm. Okay? And then work. Like this. And slowly to the thumb. Feel your hand passing in front of you. You wear your hand passing in front of you. Then the left arm, into the left arm. Lifting mindfully, slowly to the stomach. And be aware of your hand passing the other hand. Okay? And keep your hand very relaxed, very loose, not tight. And the right hand is up to the chest. Right hand. And of course, you're aware of the hand touching the chest. Very simple. And out. And down on the knee, keep your hand touching. And then come down. Okay? So it's down and down. Left hand up. Again, touching the chest. Out. Down and down. Down and down. Okay. Again, right arm up. Lifting to the sun. Passing. Then left. Lifting to the stomach. Right up to the chest. And right. Out, down, and down. Down, down, and down. Keep very simple. Again, right hand up. Lifting. Stop. Right. and then touching the water.
As the future ruler of the Sakya clan, free Siddhartha
sentient beings.
Thank you.
So dear brothers and sisters, next on the schedule we will now break into our age groups. From 5 to 12 years old, you'll be coming downstairs with Brother William and Brother Ruby Sessa. So you will follow Brother William downstairs, and you will draw either a Buddha or a lotus. So when we come down the kids come downstairs, we can share the meaning of what the Buddha is, who the Buddha is, but maybe the Buddha upset to share what the lotus is, and we share. Does it share something? So maybe all the 5 year olds, please stand up. Please stand. And all for the William downstairs.
Always may the Dharma guide you. Thank you.